Proclamation number 0387 of 24th of April, 1938. Prediction. Daniel. Wrestling of the spirit bangs from the sphere of light. Those who feel called to reform an existing world order will be judged before their end. They will fulfill the prophecy of Daniel in the lion's den, who warns the world against interfering with Jehovah's will. According to this, a lowly creature will defy the Lord and will want to rise above the Lord, and that will destroy him temporarily and forever. Because as in foreseeable time everything will change. As everything will pass away, which testified of former greatness, then also in the spiritual world soon a reversal will make itself valid, which will also noticeably affect the earthly children. Because the spirit beings seek with all power to take possession of the thoughts of the earthly children. They make the utmost effort to gain entrance with them to make use of the short time, when they are allowed to work for the souls of men, in every conceivable way. A great harvest is to come, which the Lord wants to have, and although the world still holds innumerable souls captive with its charms, the desire for spiritual goods will still become more and more active in them because under the influence of the good spirit beings, a visible ennoblement of the human children is achieved. For forces are involved, which have taken away from the sphere of light to the people, and which are infinitely able to make souls compliant, and which never slacken in the struggle to win souls for Christ. In this way, however, resistance will also be given to the hostile powers. Those who have only the slightest will in themselves to enter the right path will be wrested from them. And to direct the will in man to divinity, innumerable beings strive in tireless spiritual work. And their reward will not be small, because every soul is of incomparable value to the Heavenly Father, since it is a part of the eternal deity and that is why the struggle for these souls is so tireless. If the adversary now prepares a plan to corrupt people in droves, and if, in order to carry out this plan, a planned reshaping of divine laws is driven for, then anybody who strives for this, inevitably falls prey to the judgment of God. Because his action is despicable, for it is not only the ruin of his own soul, but also because he strives to lead thousands and thousands of people astray and completely excludes action according to the will of God. Because everything is subject to the eternal Creator, and so he will also know how to prosecute at the right time all those who are subject to the hostile power and presumed to influence the spirit of man completely erroneously. So that God in his mercy must use extraordinary means on mankind. That he must first give them through proofs of a rare kind a clear picture of the actual purpose of being human. But the love of the Lord never ends, and it always finds souls that are turned to the Lord or have not yet found the right understanding in their hearts, but are willing to submit to a higher being. The Lord lovingly cares for these souls until they have recognized Him. He does not let them suffer harm, because His love and goodness lasts forever. Amen.